Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I was like, okay, I'm going to call her phone now. Okay. So let me see here. Let me go here. On the, I'm going to be sending you text messages. I know that phone died, but on that, you can get text messages on that phone number, right? I think that's the number we've messaged before.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to send you the application. I'm going to send it to you in an email, but I'm also going to send it to you in the text message, too, so you have it in both. Do you want it in English? Is that fine? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you, there's a way you could also switch it to Spanish. It's like in the top right-hand corner. It'll say, like, translate to Spanish, and you just click on Spanish, and it'll translate it to Spanish for you.
Okay.
Okay, so let me do this. I'm going to send the application to you right now via text. Let me make sure I'm sending it to you. Okay, sent it there. I'm not sending it to your cell phone. I'm sending it to the number that hung up on us.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send it to you in the form of the email as well. So let me go. Let me copy this over here. And then are you in front of a computer by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm going to kind of walk you through the application. The application is super simple. I promise you it's nothing complicated. But I do want to go over a couple of things with you so this way you understand, okay, now I know how to answer this, right?
Yeah.
Now, we don't ever want to mention any employees because what will happen is, let's say you mention on there your dad's got two employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
What will happen is they're going to then request their information and want to run a background check on them. And we don't need to do that. Basically, what it is they want the background checks ran on those who are face-to-face with clients, like exchanging money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really just your dad, but we're notating your mom because she is the owner.
Okay.
So let me go here. So when I send you this application, it's also going to ask you, like, what's your minimum monthly budget? And what I'm going to put in here, because the one that you're going to put is for the landscaping. Remember, we're going to get you approved for the landscaping and the snow removal, but I'm notating that we're not turning on the snow removal yet until when that's that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because right now you guys have absolutely no snow going on, so.
Yeah.
All right. So let me send you this now. And when you get the application, I just send out the email. I want you to open it up, and then I'm going to walk you through the questions. Okay? So that way you fully understand everything. So let me know once you have it.
I'm obviously filling this out as my mom, right? So first name, last name, her.
Yeah. So what is your first and last name? You're going to put your mom, Stacy Marine. You're going to put the email address that we have on file, right? What is the business name? So how it reads on the certificate of insurance, right?
Okay.
And then what is the business full physical address? You're going to put the address, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's on the certificate of insurance, which is the same address that we have. What year was the business established? What is the EIN number? It's the employer identification number. So on their taxes, there should be an EIN number. It's okay, so you know where that one is. Okay, perfect. What is the state of corporation? So you'll put the state. Please provide a copy of the certificate of insurance. This is the exact example of what they want, the accord. Okay, make sure you upload the one that has your mom's name with the business name.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not an expired one. And then what is the business license? If a business license is not applicable, it says, please enter N / A. So you'll just put N / A. Expiration date, same thing. N / A. Number 12 is optional. Are you accredited through the BBB? You don't even have to answer that. Okay? It's totally an optional question. Now, number 13, optional. You could just put N / A. What is the business minimum monthly budget? Okay. So here, is where you're going to put what the minimum monthly budget is. And I put it on there, 505. Okay. Now, on the next question, please list counties and or cities that the business serves. Okay.
Okay.
So you list all the cities because we're going to notate that on there. Let's say there was a, someone called you from a city that is not mentioned under the cities that you're servicing. It's going to be an unqualified lead because it's not part of your service area. Make sense?
Yeah.
So let's say you didn't put Chicago, right? But someone calls you from Chicago and you're like, I'm not even serving that area. That's considered an unqualified lead and they're going to credit it back to you. Okay. What is the total number of business owners? On here, you're going to put 2, right? What is the total number of field workers? 0. Business owners information. On number 18, your mom is the primary business owner. So you're going to put her name as it reads on her social security number, and then you're going to put her social security number. Okay?
Okay.
And then what is the primary business owner's birth date? You'll put her birth date. Okay?
Okay.
Field workers, you're not going to answer that.
Okay.
Because you guys don't have any. So all you're going to put is N-A, N-A, N-A.
Okay.
Okay. I thought it would have said how many, because there's 2. Let me see something. I'm just looking at something here, because I thought it would have asked for your dad's name, too, primary. I guess, okay, so on 21, if you have field workers, customer-facing workers, you must fill out this section. If no field workers, please enter N-A.
Okay.
I'm trying to think because your dad is an owner. So I guess you could just put it like that. Okay, let me see. Yeah, because the application, I thought it would have allowed us to put his name. So I guess what we can put on there, let me see. He said, wife is, let me go back to what he said. Name and address on the COI. Okay, application done. His name is on the insurance. Got it. List him as an owner. His name not being on COI is okay. Business name and address should be on the COI. Okay, well, I guess you could just list him as the owner, but that, it doesn't make sense for me because if you guys are getting that license, it's going to be in your mom's name. Let's see. Because your dad's name's not anywhere on any of the documents, right? Even on the license, you're not going to have his name on it, correct?
No.
Okay.
It's all going to be just her.
Yeah. So what you could do if you wanted is instead you could put business owners, you could put 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what you could do is where it says field workers, you could put his name there and just put in parentheses, second owner. And then see where it says for each field worker, please provide full name and phone number, right?
Sure.
For each field worker, please provide their full name and email address, which would be the same. And for each field worker, please provide their full name and social security. You can just do that. Or keep it as just your mom's being the only owner. Okay? That's what I would recommend doing. It is going to be notated. I mean, that's how I would do it because it doesn't give us the option to add the second owner. Or you can just put on there, yes, there's 2 owners. It's not giving us the spot to put his. So either you list him as a field worker in parentheses putting that he is a second owner or just do it in her name.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as the scheduling, I do have, okay, so they have an appointment before 4. They actually have an appointment from 3 to 4.
Okay, that's fine.
Will that work for you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to notate that they call you, okay?
Okay. Is it
other than that, Yes. Do you want them to call your phone for the appointment tomorrow? Okay. I will tell them to call your phone for the actual appointment because you're going to go through everything. Okay. So what I would suggest is make sure you have a copy, like a photocopy on your phone, because when they send you the link for the background check, they're going to want you to respond with, I think it's like that link is only good for 24 hours. So they want you to respond right away with an actual, like, don't send us the copy. You're going to send them the front and back copy of it.
Okay.
Of the driver's license.
Okay.
Of your mom's driver's license. I would just have a copy of both of theirs just to have on hand.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I need a copy of their social or just their number?
No, just their numbers. I mean, I would know, if I were you, I would know their social security number though anyways, because if it's one of the companies that's asking you, we need their social, we need their birth date, you got to have that on hand. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, awesome. We will talk with you guys then tomorrow. They'll call you from an 877 number because we still do everything within our company, and it'll be one of our representatives here for the Google Guaranteed. Again, just to go over any additional questions that you might have and then make sure that everything's completed so that way we can push it through to start the approval process. Okay? I'm so excited for you guys. You guys are going to love Google Guaranteed. It's a really good program. All right. And then let's just get working on those. Oh, are you still in front of the computer?
No, actually I'm not. Anymore.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you how to do it. So when you go into your client dashboard, right, there's a part on there where it says, in fact, it was on an email that was sent to you where you can click to get more reviews, and it tells you exactly step by step how to do it. And you can even send, it's like a little tiny URL that'll get sent over to them either via text or email. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Karen, so we'll talk with you tomorrow, okay?
Awesome.
On your phone number.
Thank
you so much. You are so welcome. My pleasure. All right.
Okay, perfect. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.